Hello. Mental health is a very important topic within our industry. Research shows that seafarers are experiencing unprecedented levels of stress and anxiety. With the pandemic, seafarers' families and shore staff are also under tremendous mental strain. This podcast begins to explore the topic of mental health. It looks at how joining a Sailor Society peer support group and taking your well-being in your hands can help you to stay healthy. Welcome to Sailor Society's Wellness Project Manager, Johan Smith. Hi, Johan. Everyone's talking about mental health. It's such a buzzword of the moment, but can you please explain what we mean by the terms mental health and mental illness?
Hi, Mal. Yes, you're absolutely right. Everyone is talking about mental health. In general, when we talk about mental health, it includes our emotional, our psychological, and our social well-being. Mental health affects how we think and how we feel and how we act. And it also helps determine how we handle stress and relate to others and make our choices on a day-to-day basis. On the other hand, the mental illness part is when someone lacks the ability to manage their day-to-day sort of things that they must do and to control their behavior so that some of the basic physical and emotional needs that we have are threatened or unmet.
You're absolutely right, of course. You know, talking about mental health is relevant to absolutely all of us. But given this podcast, can you tell me why it's specifically relevant to seafarers, their families and shore staff?
So mental health in the maritime industry is an issue as all those for industry itself. But unfortunately, and I think somewhat ironically, the topic of mental health in the industry has only been on the agenda for, I think, for the last few years. Pre-COVID, things like isolation, fatigue, lack of shore leave, commercial pressures, I can name 100 factors, things like increased monotony, manning levels on vessels, fast turnaround times, all contributed to the tremendous pressure on seafarers' mental health. But I think then COVID happened, and COVID sort of catapulted the whole issue of mental health to the top of the agenda, realizing that seafarers who are stuck on vessels, who are confronted with piracy issues and so many other challenges, there's a real risk there of mental health issues. For families and shore staff, it is not any different. If we look at statistics from the US, a study that was done to sort of look at the impact of what we as a global population have been going through over the last few months, over the last year, it saw that anxiety or depressive disorder increased from 11% in January 2019 to I think they said 41.1% in January 2021. So that is a tremendous increase. And that alone is reason enough to also talk to shore staff, to also talk to families, because both of these groups are extremely important to us at Sailor Society.
Given the fact that it's only recently been catapulted to the top of the agenda, What do you think are the biggest hurdles in addressing mental health issues in the maritime industry?
In my mind, perception is a big problem. So traditionally, we used to talk about seafarers and we use the phrase of wooden ships and iron men, sort of describing seafarers as indestructible, as if they are almost superhuman and they are rough and tough. And this sort of perspective is really problematic in our conversations about mental health. The second thing I think that is a big problem in the industry is the culture of silence. The maritime industry has got a culture of silence unlike anything I've ever seen before. We are just not in the habit to confront issues and to really talk about it. And I think that is a massive hurdle in talking about mental health. Perhaps one last one is the whole thing about myth and fact. The industry is so diverse with so many cultures, so many different amazing people, and every culture and every subculture has got some ideas about what mental health is, what the origins are of mental health problems. So the whole thing about distinguishing between myth and fact can be very problematic, because the myths out there is detrimental to our understanding of what mental health really is.
This whole distinguishing myth from fact is really interesting. Can you give a few examples of what you mean by that, though, Johan?
Maybe a first one is that the idea that mental health is something very rare. The fact is that 1 in 4 people will be affected by a mental health issue somewhere in their lifetime. Maybe a second one is that we don't know anyone who are struggling with mental health. That's an absolute myth, because the reality is that someone working with you in your office, someone working with you on board, or someone within your family have been through a mental health issue at some stage. So it is closer than we think. I think something that's also important is that in general, there's a myth that people do not recover from mental health, while the fact is they can and do recover from mental health issues. And in many cases, they come back much stronger. And I think it's important to get that message out there. If I can, maybe one last one, and probably the one biggest myth out there, and that is, it can't happen to me. The reality, the fact is that mental health does not discriminate on age, on race, on gender, or backgrounds. And if there's one thing that every one of us should know, it is that it can happen to you, it can happen to me, and that is why learning about it and discussing how we can look after our mental health and keep mentally healthy is so very important.
Now, Sailor Society has various tools to help with mental health and well-being. One of those is the peer support groups. Can you explain what those groups are and what the idea behind them is?
The short version is that in these groups, seafarers actually support one another. Seafarers are the experts of their own lives. They've got amazing experience. They come from rich cultures. And ultimately, they best know how to live their lives and how to assist one another. And these peer support groups are an opportunity to build small communities where seafarers can support one another.
That all makes such total sense. I'm sure we can all probably sympathize, though, that actually sharing your story or things that you're struggling with can be far from easy. Can people that are taking part be assured that whatever they share is confidential?
We stress confidentiality in these groups, and we really try to build trust. From our side, from Sailor Society's side, we've got a confidentiality policy, and what this says is that we will not share any information that you give to us with a third party. The only exception is if there's a red flag and we realize that an individual is at such a low point that he or she will actually harm him or herself, some of his or her family members, someone on board. That for us is sort of the point where we need to take further action to make sure that the person in question is safe.
Absolutely. So how does this all work in practice? How would people sign up?
So the groups are based on platforms that we use every day, like WhatsApp and Telegram. And it is literally as easy as sending your name to one of the numbers that you will see on all the posters and the material that we will be distributing to you in this cycle of the awareness campaign. You will just send your name and the moderator will then add you to a group, and until the group is full with 20 different seafarers. And from there on, you'll get an opportunity to introduce yourself and be part of the conversation. I think an equal part of this, the importance of being part of this, is being part of a conversation about mental health, about well-being, and that in itself is very important. So we are really hoping that you'll grab your phone straight away and have a look and decide which platform you want to join, and that you'll send your name through, and that you'll become part of not only the conversation, but also part of a group which will give you the opportunity to also support some of your peers in a very positive and uplifting way.
That all sounds really positive and straightforward. Johan, thanks very much.